Welcome to Balance the Power Up podcast, or should I say balance equals power. In last week's episode, I shared with you some of the character traits of a strong woman, or some positive character traits of a strong woman. One of the things that I talked about was a woman that was independent, a woman that knows she's in charge of her own decisions and responsibilities. She takes responsibility for her life and knows how to handle the decisions to better her future. Another one was being self-aware. That's a woman that works to understand her emotions and actions so that she can handle better situations. She knows where she needs work on and works to understand herself and her connections with others. She's honest. A woman that's honest does not hide her feelings or need anyone else's approval for how she feels. Another one was a woman that is intelligent. She's smart and knows that there's still much to learn. And a woman that is passionate. This does not mean that she steps on others' beliefs, but she's passionate about how she feels or how she cares about what other people feel about her or other people's opinions. And she has her goals and strives to achieve them. A woman that is passionate knows that she has to make her passion a priority so that she can set goals for herself. A woman that is confident, and this is a woman who knows who she is. She's a strong woman. She knows that she's a work in process. Doesn't try to beat herself up when she falls, because we all fall. But we know that we're doing the best that we can, and everything will work out in its available time. A woman who is emotionally intelligent. And this is one thing that I had to learn. Being emotionally intelligent is what stops you from being thoughtless. It stops you from thinking about other people's situation. You're empathetic about other people's feelings and your understanding. And you don't try to get angry when somebody else doesn't see situations like you see it. Meaning that your situation may be different and you may have handled your situation a little different, but other people may not be as strong as you are to handle things emotionally. So that's how you always being emotionally intelligent means that you have to put yourself in other people's shoes. You're also self-respecting. You know your worth and you will not allow others to treat you badly, and you will be able to know that when you're in an unhealthy relationship, it's time to leave. Being vulnerable. Now, this is one thing that is very hard for a strong woman to verbalize or portray. Just because you're strong doesn't necessarily mean that you're not vulnerable. And it takes strength for a woman that's strong to ask for help, or a woman that's strong to actually verbalize their feelings. But a strong woman knows that it's important to create strong bonds with people that are important to you. And the last one I think I discussed last week was just being self-disciplined. And being self-disciplined in setting your goals, short-term goals, and making you want to be able to create those goals, to stay more motivated to achieve those goals. And I shared with you about myself that I have a vision board, and I basically set 5 goals for myself last year, which now I feel like it was too much, because I was only able to achieve that one goal. And that one goal that I achieved actually was the one that I really wanted to achieve, so I'll be able to achieve the 3 that I actually set in place for this year. I only allowed myself to have 3 goals this year. So a self-disciplined person will have to know to take that small step and follow through on it. And if you don't succeed today, there's also tomorrow. And this episode, I will be talking about some more traits that I find are positive to be a strong woman. And one of them is being optimist. Optimism is better than being pessimistic. And that is how you approach life. So you understand that complaining and whining about situations is not going to help. So why complain? Why bother to complain? Even when things are not going your way, even when things are not going the way you hope for it, you'll be able to bounce back and find something else that's grateful. Even if it's not an immediate action that you want, just find something else to be grateful for and allow those things that you're whining and complaining about to, like I say, achieve another goal, set another goal. Another one is you have to display perseverance. And that means that you keep going even after you get knocked down. You have to know sometimes that sometimes we just have to take a pivot and make a smarter plan. Choose a different plan. And sometimes that plan that you choose may be a little higher and you have a better chance of being successful in it. So the key to everything is just to be successful. You have to be courageous. And that means that there may be people in your life that want you to act or live a certain way. But you know the plan that you have to take and you know the plan that feels right for you. So a strong woman that is courageous also knows, okay, when it's time for you to leave a relationship that is unhealthy, and that takes courage. So if you have friends or if you're in a relationship and you feel that it's unhealthy for you and they're wanting you to live a certain way, act a certain way, be a certain way, you have to be courageous enough to walk, courageous enough to leave, courageous enough to know that this is not working. Another trait that I find is a positive character trait for a strong woman is a woman of integrity. And a woman of integrity is a good person. So that's a person. When you call on her, you can trust her. You can rely on her to be there for you. Strong women that have values that they live by are important. So a woman with integrity will live by her values. She will live by her, knows her boundaries. And she's the type of woman that will not cheat or be dishonest, or a type of woman that will not act out of revenge. And this is a lot of things that, one thing that we as women have to learn, that when things happen to us, and it could be something that we didn't agree with, something that has happened, don't act out of revenge. Be a woman of integrity. I always say to myself, whenever I'm in a relationship or whenever I leave a relationship, I will always know that I'm going to be listed as the woman with integrity. And that's something I had to learn, because I'm going to leave a lasting impression on you. You're going to remember, wow, she was a woman of integrity. You know, things may have been said about her, things may have been done to her, but she acted like she had values. She acted like she had integrity. Being responsible is another important trait that I find is a positive character trait. That person, that woman is accountable for her mistakes, and then you try to fix them. If there's something that you will do, you have to count on that person. Being responsible, that's something, if somebody asks you to do something, then you have to count, be accountable and act on it and follow through. And one of the last ones that I find is the best one is to strive to be better and improve. If you don't have any of these character traits, just strive to be better. And one of the most important positive traits that I said, no one has it all together. We fail and we fall short. So as long as you try to be better tomorrow and improve, even if you only take one step at a time, then you will win. I'm your host, Karen Deitz. And remember, balance equals power.